There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Is it when your kids phone you up while you're doing a stream on Twitch to several hundred people?
No, that's the second most annoying thing. I got back from school doing the singing thing at 8:06. The live event was at 10:10. I got into a game with 1:50 to spare.
Sounds great.
The first 10 seconds of the live event were fine. It froze. It froze the game on the best bit, too.
Is the whole internet broken? Because Twitch is freezing tonight.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, my game's been free, so it's not down.
Okay, right. You know I'm busy.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Patrick.
Follow Ian Lee on Twitch, twitch.tv/IanLee, subscribe.
Well, they're here.
Subscribe.
Well, okay, do that. Keep doing that.
Subscribe,
and follow. Slip that one in at the end. You weren't ready for that, were you?
I love my kids so much. I love one of them. Right. What are they doing up at 9:30 on a school night? Right.
I think he did it.
I think she did it.
I don't think the dead.
I know who did it.
Do you?
Who does?
There we go, done. Twitch isn't working, guys. I mean, can we send out a spy? But we can spy. Let us go and find... what a shame it's not working when we've got a really cool guest. Maybe we'll get her back another night as well as tonight. Let us go and find... I can't play ads. Got to log that. I'll get told off for that. Let's go and find... Yeah, the thing is down. Let's go and find another stream and see...
If they're managing.
Oh, the whole thing's buggered, yeah. Look, the whole thing's buggered.
I could come.
That's fine. Well, there's nothing we can do about it. So we just carry on. Thank you, the captain, for the sub. There's nothing we can do about it, so we just carry on. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Mark, thank you for that. So that is Wednesdays, which is very, very exciting. Tuesday Club. That came from the Make Slough Happy
show. Yeah, it was the old folks dancing club.
Yeah. And it is, we want it to be, a little bit. These headings, and I'll play that trail again several times throughout the evening and throughout the coming weeks because it's too good to be a one-off. We want it to be a little bit more spiritual.
Yeah,
a little bit more spiritual. Is that right, caller?
Yeah.
Who is this? Who is this? Who's me? Oh! Well, that was weird, wasn't it? An unknown caller. I had the fader down there.
Known as me.
An unknown caller. Do your note again. Who is this? Who's me? Who's me?
Donk.
The note is...
It wasn't you from the future, was it?
Could have been.
Mm.
I won't know until I do it. I won't know until I do it.
But Tuesday Club is more like a kind of smorgasbord for the senses. We're trying to open your minds and your hearts to different experiences. So, like last week, we had some yoga.
Yep.
And we had some fragrance experts talking about, you know, the memories that smells evoke. And
did you order some of their candles?
Yes,
Bougie. Did you? Have they come yet?
Not yet, no. Let's did you know. Order some?
No.
I ordered some of the mini ones. They are quite spendy.
Did you get me one for a Christmas present?
Nope.
You looked down when you said that. You looked down to the left. That's a lie.
I didn't buy you one of theirs for a Christmas present.
You bought me a candle for Christmas present.
I might have.
Okay, well, she looked up to the right. That's the truth.
Got him a Haze plug in for those farts.
Yeah, the yoga. By the way, I did a yoga session with Shanti Warrior Brendan, who we had on the show. I did a proper yoga session, like a proper hardcore yoga. It was awesome.
Yeah, you know what's gutting, though? He's going back to the gym. So no more online classes.
Oh, he's not doing any more online? No. Well, why can't he do both?
Well, he'll do private ones, £20 a pop. And we can share. Which I'm up for if you are.
Well, if you pay for it, I'm up for it.
I've just spent a load on flipping fancy dress. The props I've bought in the last few days, right, for harebrained schemes.
It's lucky,
unbelievable. Guy, the Amazon man thinks I'm having some kind of crisis. And indeed I am.
A smorgasbord for the Zenses.
The Zenses?
Zenses.
Exactly.
Is that Lux? Well, now you come in. The others haven't eaten because they were waiting for
you.
Can't do it now. I'm doing a show.
Treats this place like a hotel.
Making Slough happy reminded me of the Armstrongs. Yeah, is that the one where it's husband and wife, like double glazing sellers? There's so many of those things. And in fact, I think on the Monday, which is Shonky Old Shows, I think I would prefer to watch those kind of late 90s, early 2000s reality shows more than things like You Bet and stuff. Maybe the You Bet and stuff is something we could chuck in on a Friday for a bit short time. But I like that. And oh, God.
Go on.
We'll get... I tell you who we'll ask on. Claudia, the young woman who works at the scooter shop in Paddington Green.
Yes.
Hello, darling girl. This is... you can't see her. This is Lucky's Tale. We'll get her on Paddington Green. She tried to send me the rest of the series on a memory card and it didn't work. And we kind of Facebook. I've only got about 5 Facebook friends, and she's one of them. And every now and then, I'll just go, "You're all right, Claudia. How's it going? Oh yeah, yeah. Business is ticking over. How are you doing? How's your scooter? Do you want an upgrade yet? All this, like that. We'll watch The Family, Driving School.
Oh, The Family. We started watching that privately years ago, didn't we?
We did, didn't we? It's something else.
It gets a little bit grim, doesn't it?
So maybe, and again, I'm just thinking out loud, I think I personally would prefer to watch that kind of stuff on the Monday.
Yeah.
And then on the Friday...
Man, oh, man. Or God's
maybe,
Gift.
That's kind of like weekend viewing.
Yeah.
But also, I'm also aware the last couple of Mondays I've dominated, so feel free to choose some bits and pieces. And also, we might come in with 3 or 4 ideas and then put it over to you one day. So, this is what's going on. Let me see if we can do these ads. I've got to try these ads. There we go. We got an ad break in. All right.
Okay. We're back in business.
We could be back in business. 0203.
Oh.
286-6370.
And we're not joking. If you want to play Hoodoo tomorrow, we need all kinds of people.
Yeah, a couple more would be really helpful. You'll need to be able to come on to Zoom tomorrow from about 9:30.
Yeah.
I reckon it'll take about maybe 45 minutes or so.
It says 1 hour to 3 hours, but I think that's for drunk people at parties.
No, mate. Well, we're gonna Zoom through it.
And also, the chat will be helping us out.
The chat will be helping out as well.
So here is the list of characters. We've already got a few, but these are the ones we're missing so far. So if this role speaks to you, give us a shout. Blanche Batters, the cook.
Does she?
D minor, concert violinist. General Custard, ex-army general turned security specialist. Sounds a lot like Nick Poseidon to me.
Look at the fireplace.
Inspector Deneau.
Sorry.
It's not Poirot.
Look at the fireplace. Hang on. Nothing could please me wrong. Nothing could please me wrong.
That's my spirit guide. Misty Visions, fortune teller. Mrs. Withering, the silent but deadly housekeeper. Professor Peacock, academic and friend of the victim. And Sierra Tango, the only police constable in the village.
So if you want to take part, a bit of fun, if you fancy dressing up, that would be wicked. We'll do it on Zoom. 0203-286-6370. Did you email Lee?
Yeah, done.
Is everyone, so everyone is,
everyone's sorted.
Max is sorted?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, we need a couple.
Because there's
more.
Some supporting documents if you're going to join in. Nothing hardcore. You pretty much read along.
Thank you to Floydie for re-recording, or for recording the Nothing Would Please Me More.
Wrong, sorry.
Nothing Would Please Me Wrong. So thank you for that. That is awesome. And we're going to, I might make a little video for that at some point. The Dennis Wise
song. Someone needs to.
Someone needs to. 0203-286-6370. I think we are up and I think we are running. I think we are rocking and are rolling. I thought I had something. I thought I had something to share, but I don't think I do.
Had a good day.
Yeah, it's been a positive day.
My other customer service problem.
Oh God, yes, there we were. Go on.
We went to the chippy because we thought we'd treat ourselves.
Yeah, fish and chip supper, mushy peas and a pickled egg.
So when we're going there, Ian says to me, you need to refill your squirter for your windscreen because obviously now they're salting the roads, it's noticeable, right? So I said, I've got some window washing on the back seat, and he keep meaning to do it. I'll do it when we get there. So when we get to the chippy, I pop the bonnet of my car and I'm putting the fluid in. It's coming straight out the bottom of the car.
Yep.
Now, this has happened before when we went to visit Scott Belk and I drove over a bollard.
Thank you, Lonely God, for this one.
But this is not the situation. I had noticed as well that my side light was out, and it's one that I just got replaced.
Hello, I'm calling on cats.
Just got replaced at one of those places where they'll come out and do it for you. You know? Yeah.
We're not on the radio, we can say it.
Well, I can only wonder whether they've knocked the, what's it called, the water reserve, because it's not connecting at all. I was pressing the button, it's like not doing anything. So I'm going to have to take it to get looked at. But it's that kind of frustrating thing where I went to get something sorted out and it's created another problem. And I'm...
It'll be 150, 200
it'll
quid.
It'll be nothing, but it means I've got to go and do something.
And it's a faff. That's a day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a day. And I've got to explain it like this as well, because if you go in Halfords, they're behind that and they're behind a screen.
Yeah.
But I'm not going in Halfords. I'm going to go and see the bloke that does my MOTs because he's like kind of dad type. And I always trust those people.
If you can find a good mechanic...
It doesn't take the mic.
I've got a handyman coming around Saturday. This is boring, but I've got tiny little speakers, but this desk is so cramped under here. You can't see that there's a wall here and there's this here. Every bit of space is important. So the speakers are going to go up on the wall there. So I've got a handyman coming around to put some brackets up for me.
So we can streamline this operation.
One guy said, I'll do it for 25 quid. One guy said, I'll do it for 20 quid. One guy said, 50 quid. For the first hour, plus VAT, and 30 quid for every hour after.
For the first hour, to stick up a couple of brackets.
Okay. I went for the 25 quid guy. Always go for the middle. Always go for the middle.
I learned that to my cost.
Also, I'd accepted it before the 20 quid come in, otherwise I'd have got him to do it. 0203-286-637. Your filler tube is connected.
It's coming out the bottom. I was pouring the stuff in and it was coming out the bottom of the car, of the thing. So something ain't right.
Lonely God, the gifted sub did go through. We don't know who got it because Twitch is playing up a little bit, but that's part of the joy. It's part of the joy of this. Speaking of the joy, there's a call. There we go.
Who's this?
It's Peter. He put down the phone as we answered it. He's quite a tit.
Oh, no. Gemma's quite right in the chat. TLNA, real people, real problems. Quite boring.
Boring people.
I added that bit.
Dull people, boring problems.
Well, no one's doing anything. That's about as exciting as it got today. Two slight disagreements. Mild peril, the mildest kind.
Mild peril. I wish I would get let back into Twitter. It's because it's got my old phone number.
I think it's doing you good.
I think it is doing me good. I'm actually making stuff. I say, well, did I show you this? Let me have a look. This is what's coming up this week on the Late Night Alternative.
Hi, Ian Lee here. I'm half of the Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle, and it's me. And I want to tell you what we've got coming up this week. On Mondays, it's SOS, Shonky Old Shows, where we show old shows on, Tuesday, it's Tuesday Car,
Come in.
Oh, Wednesdays, we don't play Cluedo, we play Udo. It's not Cluedo. I don't remember what Thursdays are.
And Fridays? Well, that's Judgment Day. Judge Boyle. So make sure you look smart.
That's weekday nights from 9 p.m. on twitch.tv/IanLee, the late night alternative with me, Ian Lee, and Catherine Boyle. That's her there.
She's older than that now.
We go. Yeah. So that's what's coming up this week.
So, you know, we're keeping busy.
Lonely God says, there's a digger in my garden at the moment trying to work out how I could use it for a Thursday game, but worried I might knock my house down.
One of the boys I went to school with nicked a digger once.
Really?
Yeah, one of them little ones. You managed to get it down the road. Got told off. Once, I nicked, totally worth it.
I nicked a mate's car once before I passed my driving test. Her name was Gwyneth. Everyone fancied Gwyneth. It was at B Jams. It was Saturday. And she had a Mini, and so me and older people piled in the Mini, and I drove it up and down the Farnham Road. Came straight back, but was gone for 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Outrageous.
Terrible. Terrible.
Were you cacking your pants?
I was having the time of my life. I was cocky young SH1T at
And you had an audience flipping it.
Yes. And I was showing off to Gwyneth.
By irritating her.
By stealing her car.
Yeah.
That's what guys do.
It turns out.
That's what guys do. That's what we're here for. That's what it's all about.
So I can see you've got a lot of exciting news in the chat as well. Someone's pointed out that it's now Christmas bins.
Is it?
Yeah, Christmas bins.
Okay.
Our electrics went out today. I spent 4 hours unplugging and plugging and plug, says Odie. Thanks for that update. We were wondering how you were getting on with that. Catford had an x-ray. Alistair made a prawn curry.
No Kate Garner this week. She's had to. She's let us down quite badly, actually.
Yeah.
At very, very short notice. We're considering possibly letting her on next week, but she's let us down very, very badly at short notice, Kate. So very, very poor. It's just not done in show business. It's just not done. It's the unwritten rule. I think it is actually written somewhere. I will write it in the next email. Yeah. You let us down again, you pay us £100.
But the good news is Mr. Sheen has got a new pressure washer.
There we go.
We're all living dreams, not necessarily our own, but someone's.
I feel like the technical issues have. It's hot, right?
No.
Phil.
Oh, yeah, it's hot in your face.
I feel like the technical problems have ruined the flow of the show.
You've got to remember some advice you gave to me the other day. You are the buzz.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. But
we are the buzz.
We are the buzz. It's just... God, I'm sweating. Look.
Oh, she's digging her claws into me.
That, look at that. Look at that colour. That colour hair is also a great clue. Which hand's which? That one's that. Why can't I grab that? There we go. It's also a great clue. That colour hair is also a great clue as to who is in the fireplace.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a great clue.
I want to see you. The face in the fireplace again. Okay. If we concentrate hard, it might manifest itself again.
I'll pray for it.
Oh.
Right, look away because you'll see the name if I do. Look away. So I'm just going to move it up a little bit higher. So that should... All right, go. Now, when it comes back, it should be a little bit easier.
Oh. The teeth. Come back. Oh, it's you.
Okay, you think it's me. Okay, look away and I will bring the picture up on the screen. You think that's me, dear? The Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
Same beard, man.
That's me, is it?
Same beatific smile. Same zen.
Actually, yeah, same vibe. I like the Maharishi. He's wrongly portrayed as the bad man in... the Beatles story, and I don't think he is.
They just fell out, did they?
I think
he wasn't all they thought he was.
No, he was. No. That's not true.
Go on then.
So they went to Bangor and learned.
Did they have a lovely time? Yes. That day?
They didn't actually, because that was when they found out that Brian Epstein was dead. Oh. So they went to Bangor and then they went to India and Ringo came back after a week because he didn't like the food. Do you know what he packed in his suitcase?
Tea bags? Beans.
Beans, yeah. It was beans. Paul stayed a few weeks and George and John stayed the longest. But Magic Alex, the Greek bullshitter, who was in the part of the Beatles entourage, one of the most fascinating characters. I want to see a movie about him. He's just like this bullshitter who made up that he could invent speakers out of wallpaper and stuff and all this.
And
rubbish.
They gave him the money to
do it. Gave him the money. It's bollocks. But he wanted to go back. And so he said he kind of made up a story to John that the Maharishi had had tried to rape Mia Farrow's sister.
Oh, God.
And so John kind of stormed out. George went with him. John had a real go at the Maharishi. But George has never. George was still into TM. George did a concert in the 90s for the Natural Law Party, right, which I voted for in my first ever general election. And Ringo does concerts for David Lynch's TM Foundation. Paul, I don't think, has ever said. And I think even Lennon kind of relented and said, oh, maybe I was wrong there.
Right.
So the Maharishi, good guy. Good guy. I do TM. Good guy. The Beach Boys did a tour in the late 60s where the Maharishi was the opening act. And for a concert in New York, they sold 200 tickets. They scrapped the tour.
Oh, my.
They scrapped the tour. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. We got meditation in about 15 minutes, but I'd like to take some phone calls. I want to talk to some people. I want to get real. I want to roll up my sleeves and get my hands dirty. That's what I want to do.
So, give us a call on this number.
I'm going to be showing inspirational, spiritual people in the fireplace throughout Tuesday Club.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, just to kind of get. So they were. Someone mentioned the person that shot John Lennon. We'll talk about that in a second. I don't say his name because I don't want to give him the oxygen of publicity.
Because he loves it.
Because he's a piece of trash. Hello, Jimbo.
Good evening. Was I the piece of trash you're referring to? Or?
No, the person who shot John Lennon was.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yes. I agree on that. Is that the poll tonight, is it?
Yes, it is. Who's the biggest piece of trash? The person that shot John Lennon or Jimbo?
Oh, no, I don't fancy my chances.
Okay. Thank you for that pantomime.
That was partly why I was ringing. I wanted to see whether you thought it was any good.
Yes, we did think it was
very
good.
We had a little run-through of it yesterday. We had a little run-through of scene one yesterday. Apologies. It's good.
There's lots of jokes. I think the crowd would enjoy it.
The crowd will love it. That's going to be Wednesday the 23rd. We are doing the Panto.
Awesome, awesome. and the other one was, I only caught a little bit of, for reasons, I only caught a little bit of the show last night. But you were talking about the Oxford numbers, the Oxford vaccine numbers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ian, you were saying that it's not as exciting as it first appeared to be.
Might have been.
Well, there was still almost 2,500 people who had that adjusted, the incorrect regime, and it's a manufacturing problem, apparently. So 2,500 out of the whole trial who had that adjusted regime, and that they're the ones that, so 90% of those 2,500 people didn't get COVID.
When did they release those stats? Because when I heard those stats yesterday, when I heard them talking about yesterday on Radio 4, they were saying that AstraZeneca were being really cagey about releasing all of the details.
So my source was that it's actually called Stat News, and they are like an industry journal for pharmaceutical matters across the world, like the equivalent of a medical journal. And I've been following it since March, when all the COVID stuff was starting off, and they've got a whole tracker of all of the treatments, all of the vaccines, and it's like proper hard-hitting medical facts and figures. And those figures were in the AstraZeneca press release.
But the press, but then you have to question. Catherine, talk to me about press releases.
Oh, I mean, the press releases aren't news, are they?
They're not. And the reason why they can't release the figures is that they, by law, have to go to the regulator first for them to judge before they're released in the public domain. And once the regulator's completed it, then it will be published in journals fully, and there's no commitment from Pfizer or Moderna.
But I don't believe figures that are in press releases, because I've written press releases and they're bullshit. But where this is slightly different to writing a press release for a record or for a, you know, for a podcast or something, but it's a press release.
Yeah, but it's kind of a thing that'd be really easy to prove is wrong when they actually publish all of the figures, which they've committed up front to do.
Oxford AstraZeneca, this is according to, Time?
Time.
Oxford and AstraZeneca reported Monday that the vaccine appeared to be 62% effective in people who received two doses and 90% effective when volunteers were given a half dose followed by a full dose. They did not mention at the time, but later acknowledged that a manufacturing issue had resulted in a half dose of the vaccine being administered as the first dose to some participants.
But also the 2,741, that's a tiny, tiny sample.
Well, some of the Pfizer and Moderna figures were based on, like, 97 people.
Only 2,741 people received the half dose, making it hard to know if the effectiveness seen in the group is real or a statistical quirk. A total of 8,895 people received the two full doses.
Exactly. So only four times as many got the full doses. So what we've had reports from is the British and the Brazilian trials that Oxford and AstraZeneca were doing. What we haven't had is the American trial. So what they're getting permission from Fauci for in America is to now change that ongoing trial into doing the half dose, full dose. Mm. And some of the leading virologists in the world have said that what this actually probably does, and Fauci mentioned this as well when he was talking about it, what it probably does is stops you getting too strong a response at the beginning, which is what they see in some of these types of vaccines, is if you go too hard at the beginning, when you do the booster, you don't get any response because the body's already too hardened from it, but you don't get the overall top, you know, full-blown lift that you want.
I want the American one. I want the American one. I don't want the British one. I want the American one.
I mean, I just want whichever one, the full stats, whichever's approved, because none of them are yet, and whichever one the full stats approve is right. I just think it's too soon to write it off.
I've written it off, Jim. It's done. It's too late. They have not impressed me. I have voted them off. Rock of Love. They're gone.
Okay. I mean, the other thing is you won't really get a choice.
Oh, yes, I will, because I'm a blue tick, and I'm not supposed to say this. I'm not supposed to say this to any of you, but I've been told that blue ticks will be getting it first, and we get a choice. We go to a vaccine party, and it's there in bowls.
When he goes to the doctors, they bring out in a silver platter and say, "Would sir like this one, or this fine vintage?"
I'm joking. I'll have whatever one works. If it works, give it to me, except for the Russian one.
Same,
for the Russian one, because I don't want to have that.
The real reason I rang in, though...
Yeah, go on.
I've had a bit of crap news this week.
Oh, what's happened?
So I was diagnosed as type 2 diabetic probably 18 months ago now. Absolutely busted my ass off and lost 65 pounds in about a year. And reversed my diabetes. And came off all the tablets and everything. And then over the course of lockdown and the pandemic and everything, and the fact that I was really doing it from a diet that was all based on willpower. I was in keto. Bread's come back into my life. Carbs have caught me. So they once joked in Friends. And I found out yesterday that it's back and I'm diabetic again.
Uh-oh.
I've got to go back on the tablets.
Oh man,
I'm sorry to hear that. How do you feel about that? Emotionally, I'm asking, as opposed to how you're feeling physically.
Yeah, because actually, I don't really feel any different.
Yeah.
Deflated, a bit like I've thrown some of the hard work away. I'm determined to. In some ways, I've got a target again, and it was kind of like when I got the diagnosis. You know, the reversal, when that was confirmed in December last year, it almost became a bit of party time. And that didn't really help. And then there was always a reason not to be doing the diet. So there was Christmas. Then we went to my cousin's wedding in Australia in February, March. Then there was the lockdown. And it was all much more difficult to get fresh meat and stuff, all the stuff I needed for keto. And there was always a reason. Yeah, not going into work, sat right by the fridge doing my work and all of that. Right. So just going to get back on it. Just going to get back on it and try.
Food's a weird one, because whether it's you want to lose weight because you want to lose weight or for health or whatever, it's such a tough thing. A week? Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. But once you start getting beyond that, your brain just kind of warps everything. It's so tough.
Plus, you're being barraged with, oh, this looks nice. Oh, this is delicious. This isn't just any old dinner. It's all the time, everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm wondering whether you might benefit from joining some kind of group.
I was thinking of joining WW. I seriously was.
I put weight on as well during, I think a lot of us have during lockdown, because we've been, I was never a massively active person before, but I must have been doing a lot of stuff that I didn't realise is part of my everyday life. I put weight on and I'm not feeling great about it. But it's that kind of weird limbo we're living in. It makes it easy to go, do you know what, I'll sort it out at some other point. But I think it's time that I recognise the fact that this is the way it's going to be for a while. And if I'm not happy about it, I need to do something about it. And I'm not going to go out on any sort of massive health binges, but maybe I could recognise the fact that I'm not eating very well. You know, there's been a lot of self-soothing going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And the point at which I knew I was probably in trouble was I had gout a few weeks ago, which was absolute agony.
Right.
And that was through just massively binging at a weekend, just basically eating processed carbs the whole time. And overdoing it and just throwing my system into sort of shock and ended up with gout. So,
on the upside, though, you know you've done it before.
Yeah.
I do wonder whether having some other people that you can sort of walk alongside might be helpful.
I don't know whether I'm not good with embarrassment.
Yeah.
Even though I'm somebody who's ringing in to a show like this, but I don't do well with the group thing, I don't think.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a thing where they weigh you, though. I'm wondering if there's something where it's just like moral support.
Well, this is it also. It's not those things. They're not about, they are trying to cultivate an atmosphere where it's not embarrassment or shame, it's support, which is the opposite of those two things. And but that's something you have to go over. I imagine it's like walking into an AA meeting for the first time. The first time, it's like, I'm not anything like these idiots. God, look at them. Look at that. Oh, and then you realise, actually, I'm here for me. And, you know, but I don't know. Maybe it's not for you. But I kind of thought about a WW type thing. Thought about it. We have to go, Jim. I'm really sorry, because we're going to get our guest up. But thank you for sharing that.
Oh, and thanks for the panto. It was great.
Excellent. Good to hear. Thank you.
See you later on, mate. Take care. Thank you. This is Tuesday Club.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We'll be right back. was Skype. I'm going to keep Skype open. But what you can do is if anyone calls in the next 20 minutes, half an hour, I won't answer it, but I'll see it and I'll call you back after we've done this. Just be a little bit behind with the business. So let me do a little bit of business. Oh, let's do our sponsors. That's what I was going to do earlier. And then we'll get our guest up. Catherine, talk to me.
About?
Where have they all gone?
What you got?
Whole thing's moved. There.
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors. Yes, right, you're going through a terrible time getting this divorce sorted out, so you don't need it made any more dramatic. Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors are all about making sure that the family is in a place to move forward, you know, without all the he said, she said stuff. So what they're going to do is make sure that once that divorce is over, you move forward as a family, living apart, but still very much a family and working together as much as you can. That's what they do. They're brilliant. Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors.
Besides, why is that? A different side shot that really annoys me. Poseidon, I don't know why it does that. Transform, fit to screen, and then we're like that. That's weird. Devon and Cornwall is a whole lot safer tonight, thank in no small part to the magic and the wonder of Nick and his team at Poseidon. Safety management. They don't just turn up and go home. At the start of Corona, they offered free patrols for local pubs. At the start of lockdown one, the original, and still the best in my opinion, they gave free security to a school that had been broken into, and recently they also gave free security to a nursery that had been broken into. All of the patrol vehicles are marked and highly visible. This helps act as a deterrent to antisocial behaviour and opportunist crime in the areas we patrol. And if you have got a problem with crime, they will hunt those SOBs down and they will kill them. They've killed 15 criminals this week and it's only Tuesday. Abicare.
They haven't killed anyone this week. In fact, they've saved lives.
It's the opposite.
Abicare is a specialist addictions recovery clinic group. They have clinics in Gloucester. They have one in Glasgow. But it doesn't look like a clinic. It looks like a really, really nice country hotel.
Yeah, nice
and
place.
It's a really great place to kickstart your recovery. It's not cheap, but if you mention this advert, you'll get 25% off. And they do know their stuff. You've had a look into what they do there.
They know their onions. We'll have a little look at their place in Gloucester tonight. And JPU Records will play some of their songs as well. It's a brilliant British record label, CD, streaming, vinyl. And they import the best and the weirdest and the obscurest and sometimes really big Japanese music so that you don't have to pay a fortune buying it on Amazon JP, which is a really tough website to navigate. They've got some great stuff, some kind of Japanese metal, some gothic, some dance kind of stuff, some
electro.
Pop. Electro. Scandal are a group that I'm slowly becoming obsessed with. But right now we're plugging this Happy Kids Christmas, and we'll play a track from this later on. Dave has ordered the CD and he's got an email that the CD is on its way. Beautiful, a lot of famous Christmas songs, some you will never heard of, some you'll know back to front, but sung in Japanese, mainly by kids' choirs. It's so good, man. It's so delightful. There's the link there. Nightbot has just posted the link for all of our sponsors. Thanking you so much. If you click on that link for JPU, put whatever you want to put into your shopping basket when you check out. Use the code TLNA and you get 10% off of everything. Now, we're going to join the meeting.
Oh.
We're going to have a little bit of a guided meditation. So let's just slow down a bit. And I just need to. Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Hang on one second, because I've got because I use this computer for real life as well, Lemons. It's all coming out of wrong speakers. Right, you should be coming there. I need to take you out of full screen and drag you over here. Everyone, go and get a glass of water, maybe a cup of Red Bush tea. Get yourself comfortable, because in a few minutes, we are going to be having a lovely guided meditation with our... Now, do we call you Lemons?
Yes, so you can call me Lemons for short, but my long name is My Lemons Are Lemony.
How lemony are those lemons?
Super lemony.
Super.
I always get asked that. That's probably my most asked question.
Well, there you go. We're gonna do your top three most asked questions. I'm not gonna ask why lemons, because it's none of my business. Hey, it's really nice to meet you virtually. We've been chatting on the email.
Yes, and you've come highly recommended. We're very excited about this.
Yeah.
It's lovely to meet you both.
Chat's very excited. Yeah. Pete's very excited. Mandy's very excited.
Chat.
Now, Lemons, you're a streamer as well.
Yes.
How long have you been doing it for?
I'm still very new. I think I've only had about 7 streams so far. I started about 2 months ago, but just very gradually building up.
And how? Why? Why did you come over? What were you doing before, and why have you come over onto Twitch? And I'm going to post the chat. I'm going to post all the links in a minute. So just get ready, and we're going to get all the links in the chat there.
Thank you so much. So I decided to become self-employed yoga teacher at the end of last year, and was working at my classes. Yes, and then unfortunately lockdown happened, and then I turned to Twitch initially for a social sort of thing with my boyfriend Bonus, who's in the chat. We live together, so it was kind of like a social thing for us. And then I thought this might be a way to also share my skill of teaching yoga and meditation. So that's kind of how it just sort of naturally happened.
I'm joking about the bad timing, but I know so many people kind of at the end of last year, beginning of this year, thought, right, that's it. I'm going to make the leap and I'm going to go self-employed. And
exactly.
Then the world stopped, you know.
2020 was meant to be the year, wasn't it?
It was meant to be. And my God, how has it been? Have you been okay? Obviously, you've survived, but have you been okay with it?
Yeah, obviously it's natural, I think, to have ups and downs because we've never been through something like this. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. But living with my boyfriend Bonus has obviously helped. My family are in Ireland, so unfortunately I haven't seen them since last Christmas.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
Probably been the biggest challenge emotionally for me. But financially, obviously, I didn't get any support off the government because I was newly self-employed.
Yeah.
But by doing streaming and doing Discord meditations, people have been very generous with donations. It hasn't obviously been able to pay the mortgage or anything, but it's been very, very helpful just to get like food shopping and just sort of pay your phone bill. So that's honestly how I've survived over the last couple of months.
This, I think,
as well with my family, maybe sending over a few.
I think this is going to be the future for a lot of people. In the new normal, we don't really say that anymore, but I think this will be the future for a lot of people, particularly when it's kind of an artistic industry, which I would consider myself and Catherine, I would consider you as well, Lemons, is that I think it's going to be getting a little bit of money from here and then some money from here and then maybe a bit more from... It's going to be, instead of having a job, it's going to be lots of small things.
It took us a while to get used to that idea because we've been working in, we were working in radio for years and we were used to having kind of one main wage that we took everything out of.
We're very lucky, yeah.
Little pockets of money here and there. What do they call it? The gig economy?
No, I don't think that is the gig economy. Or maybe it is. I don't know, actually.
Bits here and
is
there.
It? Is that what that
is? It took us a while to relax into that because mentally that is kind of a stressful thing, isn't it? Before you can't really imagine how you're going to manage because it's kind of all coming in dribs and drabs.
Yes, because you're unsure when the next.
I've posted the links. You've just started Patreon because I know the first email, no Patreon link. The last email, Patreon link.
And people are getting less sheepish about asking for things like that because I think as Brits, we're not used to discussing money or asking directly for money or suggesting that people might like to donate. That's been merely for charities in the past and you feel okay doing that because it's for someone else. But I think we are culturally getting used to it now and it's only been over the last sort of year or so. How do you feel about it, Lemons? Because it's a totally new thing for you, right?
Yes, I definitely remember the first time mentioning that I had a coffee account. I don't know if you've heard of
it. Yeah, I've seen that,
And sort of saying, if you can afford to donate, but obviously no pressure, because obviously other people are feeling financial pressures in other ways. You know, they might still have a job, but other things have happened and they need to pay extra bills or, I don't know, they're losing some money. It's also finding like your own sort of worth and value. For me, that's also part of it because I definitely have a bit of an imposter syndrome where I don't believe that I've actually become a yoga teacher because I only graduated last year, but it was like a big dream of mine for years. So for it to actually finally happen is still a bit of a pinch me moment, as it were.
Now, of course, the night that we've got you, Twitch is buggered. I don't know if you know.
I know. Yes, I tried to join your stream earlier just to say hi and also just, pop in. But
So Twitch
just thinking, they've been banned again.
They've been
not
banned
more
again.
Plastic willies.
So Twitch is group. We have got a nice crowd in tonight. But I know that a few people are saying that they've tried to raid and they couldn't raid or they couldn't get in and they can't subscribe and stuff like that. So here's what we're going to do, Lemons. We've got about 500 people with us tonight, which is great.
That we know.
So it's still totally worth doing and we're going to do this. We'll also, we will upload this to YouTube or you can put it on your YouTube or you can do, we'll send you the clip. You do whatever you want with it. And of course, as you know, I'm off Twitter at the moment because I've been locked out. So it's really bad time. But we're going to, Catherine will, if you don't mind, Catherine, I'm going to send you all the links and the bits so that you can tweet them. And then also, maybe if you, you know, if you want to come back in the new year or something, Lemons, and do this again when everything, it's just our luck that tonight Twitch is kind of crashed and it's not quite
it's
as big
Fortnite's
a crowd.
It's all Fortnite's fault, apparently.
It's Fortnite, is it?
Yeah.
Fortnite. Ah, oh, Fortnite. It's a bloody Fortnite. It's full moon energy. I was thinking more spiritually.
The moon looks
moon energy.
The moon looks wicked tonight, doesn't it? It looks great. So listen, what I'm saying is, thank you. We're going to do this and me and Catherine are looking forward to this chat. Get ready because we're going to have a nice guided meditation starting very, very soon. But also, you have an open invitation to come back in the new year as well.
Oh, if you. I would, yes.
You may not want to.
Let's see how you feel at the end of this.
You may do this.
Yeah, ask me again in 10 minutes.
Right, now listen, I think I have turned off everything that can make a bleep on my computer, but I could be wrong.
Check my phone.
If you hear anything, I'll do it. I'm very quickly going to go for a wee.
What now?
Yeah, I don't want to get too relaxed.
That's absolutely fine. Do it.
Thank you.
That's absolutely fine. I give you the permission.
Thank you. I don't want to be too relaxed but be thinking about that. So
no, exactly. That'll spoil it, won't it?
Well, I can just sort of remind people to find a safe space and things like that while we wait
for
them to come
back. Yeah, so how's the best way to do this? Would you rather we were sitting on the floor or does it matter?
Absolutely, wherever you are, whatever seat is most comfortable for you. If you want to come down onto the floor and cross your legs, if you're practiced at sitting that way, or you can just sit on the sofa or just any chair. But if for any reason that you can't sit down for a long time, if you've got any conditions, you can also stand up.
Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat.
In the background and some sort of light rain. I don't know if you can hear that, Kath.
Oh, yeah, I can a bit. Although I can also hear the toilet flushing.
Oh, I'm washing my hands.
You can hear the toilet flushing, great.
Ian, can we turn off the sound clips? Because we just had quite a lot of give us the meat.
Oh, God, did we?
I don't think Lemons heard it, but it could be quite distracting if we get super relaxed and all of a sudden there's me demanding meat.
Yes.
Give me, I apologise enough.
Give me a second, because I've got to work out how to do that. Hang on a second.
You can do it right now, please.
As it is a full moon.
All right, get it out of your system, guys. Play those clips. Oh, dear, hang on.
I can't hear the clips, so that's quite funny.
No, some of them are a little bit rude. So
that was Paul McCartney saying, you can do it right now, please.
So if I turn down us.
Amazing.
That's right. I don't know where the clips are stored. Hang on a minute.
This is very relaxing, isn't it, guys?
Now you're pressurising me, and I've got to think how to do it. I'm getting pressured. I'm getting stressed. I need to go to my happy place, which is somewhere Catherine isn't. Hang on.
So you just came back from
You chat with Lemons while I do this, because I've just got to do a little bit of... I've got to try and work out what this is. Go on, you
So Lemons, you were saying that if you just find somewhere nice and relaxing to sit where you're not going to be thinking about your leg being stuck where it shouldn't be.
Who is it? What's going on?
In a position that you can stay in for the next 10 minutes. Okay. If you want to grab some blankets or some cushions, if you want to light a candle or burn some incense, just make it as extra comfy as it is in evening time meditation. So hopefully you might feel a little bit more relaxed after we do this. Okay. And if you can see the full moon, I would invite you to sit near the window if you can. And if you can't see the moon for whatever reason, I've got a lovely photo on the screen, so you can sort of imagine that's the real moon right now.
Oh, bliss.
I'm getting there. I'm nearly there.
That's fine. No worries.
I'm there. This is all good. We're getting the vibe. As you, this may not be perhaps Lemons the slick show that I might have sold it as.
Worry.
Did you sell it as a slick show?
Yeah, I sold it as a slick show. How do you think you get guests if we told them?
You said it as a silly show. You said.
I did emphasise.
Well, then he wasn't telling any lies.
Right. So I'm going to turn. So if I just turn all of this down, so I think we've got rid of everything. There might be. Okay, I think
we're ready.
We're good to go, Lemons. So we're going to shut up and we are handing over to you. Away you go.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ian and Kath. So yes, let's find our seats. Let's make sure that we're nice and comfortable. Maybe just relax the hands on the lap if you can. Make sure that you haven't got any devices in your hands. Just pop them down now. For those who are not taking part, that's fine. Carry on chatting, obviously. We invite you to just chat along with other people if you don't want to actually take part in today's session. So we're just going to start to begin to relax the body. So just think about the shoulders, just bring them further away from the ears, just dropping them down, making sure that the hands and the fingers are completely relaxed. You're not clenching the fingers. And we're just going to remind ourselves that every practice is different. And if you feel lightheaded or dizzy at any point, to just return to your normal breathing. And if you have any lung or condition or breathing conditions, please only participate if you've already talked with your doctor. As we're going to be gently controlling the breath. Before we begin to do that, we're just going to think about today's energy. So as I mentioned already, it's a full moon, and a full moon is always a time to clear out, to let go. This full moon that's taking place is actually in the sign of Gemini, which is the sign related to the mind. So the next 10 minutes are for you to become present and in the moment with your breath, your body, and your mind. So let's take a gentle inhale slowly through the nose. Exhale, sigh gently out of the mouth. Inhale through the nose. Gently feel your ribcage expand. And exhale, slowly release the air back out through the mouth. Inhale through the nose, and as you do this, say let in your mind, and as you exhale out through the mouth, say go in your mind, and gently closing over the eyes. This full moon is a chance to think about the way that you've been thinking lately, and if you know that you're falling into a negative thought pattern, well, this is the time for you to take care of yourself and hopefully break that negative thoughts pattern. Ask yourself right now, how is your mind feeling? How is your body feeling, your physical energy? Are you quite tired? Or maybe you're quite full of energy, full of beans? And then bring the attention back to the breath. We're going to slowly begin to lengthen the inhale through the nose. And then gently exhaling out through the nose. Try to match the inhale and exhale if you can. And take your time. There's no need to rush. No need to judge, to criticize. There's nowhere else to be but here. And as you lengthen your inhale and exhale, we're just going to begin to focus on our body. And we're going to bring our attention to our head, our face, imagining all the muscles around our eyes and our cheeks, our jaw. And as you exhale, release. Inhale, we're going to work down into the neck and the shoulders, the collarbone. Exhale, relax. Inhale, we're going to work down all the way through the arms, into the hands and the fingers. And as you exhale, just feel your arms becoming heavier. Inhale, we're going to think about the rib cage, the chest, the stomach, all the way up through the spine. And as you exhale, just releasing any tension in this area. Inhale, we're going to think about our hips, our pelvis, working round to the back where our glutes, our bum. And exhale, relax. Inhale, we're going to work down our legs now, all the way through our knees, into our shins and calves, into our ankles. And lastly, our feet. And as you exhale, feel your legs just become heavier, melting into the chair beneath you. As you take your next inhale, imagine that bright glow of the full moon, its energy shining down on your face. Imagine your whole body breathing in, cleansing your whole body from the feet all the way to the top of the head. And as you exhale, release any final bits of tension you're holding on to. Inhale what you need, what you deserve. Exhale, let go of what is no longer serving you. Inhale, imagining that glow shining down on you from the full moon, cleansing your body. And as you exhale, release. Keep going with this image of the whole body breathing in and the whole body letting go. And as you take your next inhale through your nose, slowly and deeply, we're going to gently open up the mouth, exhale and sigh it out. You can make as much noise as you like. Inhale through the nose. Exhale back out through the mouth, sigh it out. One last time, inhale slowly and deep. Exhale, gently let go. And when you're ready, you're going to gently return back to your normal breathing. It might take a few moments. You don't need to open up your eyes just yet. There's no rush. Maybe just lingering in this moment of the in-between is quite nice, quite safe. And you can always return back to this space whenever you need it. Just taking 5-10 minutes just to focus on the breath and the mind and the body. And whenever you're ready, we're just going to gently blink open the eyes. And just take a moment just to thank yourself for joining in today and taking the time for self-care. And I also thank you for sharing your practice with me. If you need to take a drink or just take a moment before you start typing, there's no rush. And if you need to move, try not to move too suddenly because you might feel a bit lightheaded. So yes, I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, mate.
You were really into that.
I love it. Here's the thing. I found it slightly hard to go along with it because suddenly a cat jumped on me, which is great. They do when I meditate, and I'm used to that. But then I thought, oh, God, I've got keyboards open. So I had to kind of put a mixer down, and I had to switch a keyboard off just in case she fired off stuff. But I love it when the cats climb on me when I'm meditating. It's lovely.
They know when it's happening, don't they?
Apparently, they do.
Cats love meditating as well when they see their owner doing it.
They do.
It makes them feel calmer.
They always come. But so there was a part of me up until the last, till I was being bathed by the moonlight. What an image.
Yeah.
Up until then, I was not quite as able to give myself over to what you were saying as I would have liked to. But at that point, I was able to kind of do it. How did you find it, Catherine?
Loved it.
Isn't it?
Loved it.
Aww.
There are little moments where I forgot where I was, and that's what you want, isn't it?
Ooh, nice. That's lovely.
You, by the way, we put on a load of viewers, so something was going on right.
Yay.
People did it. Here we go. Lance, thank you, Lemons. Pobs.
Hello, Lance.
That was so relaxing. Ems loved it. Trophies and hearts are being handed out. Zermatt, wonderful. Aww. I was floating. Mandy surprisingly said, Lemons, that was shit. I don't know.
Mandy's a tough one, you know. It's hard to impress.
Here's the thing. You've got some of your fans here, and I think you've got some new fans as well. Look, Daddy, yes, Lemons, loved it. Amazing. Loved it so much. That was great. That was great. And I think I mentioned to you in the email, I do TM, so I've got kind of a mantra, which is it's a very personal kind of meditation. It's not something you can really share.
Yes.
But I've done guided meditations, and I love it. And I just think with the world going nuts at the moment, having, even if it's 5 minutes that you can get, maybe once every third, fourth, fifth day, just to do that is incredible, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even just once a week can just help, you know, just finding some 10 minutes. I know it's not that easy for some people.
Yeah.
But I think it's about making the time if you know that it's going to help you.
It's that element, and you touched on it where you said you've got nowhere else to be.
Yeah.
We've always got something we should be doing as far as we're concerned. It's just having someone say to you, there's nothing else to be done right now. That's just it, in this moment.
You know. Giving yourself the permission to just relax for a moment.
Keyboard off. I'm just
I've been up my yoga mat again for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, great.
And I'd forgotten just how soothing it was. And that's
lovely.
You remember the, you know, planks and all that stuff. You forget about the fact that it's, you know, I've been doing 45 minutes, half an hour most days, and it's kind of just that time for yourself. I put a candle on.
Yeah.
Oh, I close the curtains.
It's really good.
I take the cat off the mat. Who's scraping? She loves scraping up the flipping yoga mat. Absolutely. and then I get zen for 45 minutes. You know, it's just a little oasis. Oh, we all need that.
My sister says daily meditation keeps me sane. She's been doing it a lot during the lockdown with one of the members of Belle and Sebastian. Does a guided meditation, and it's great. Do you have like a schedule for your streams, Lemons?
Say that again, sorry.
Do you have a schedule when you stream, or do you just...
Oh, a schedule. No, not really at the moment. Just kind of doing it as and when, just because I'm also trying to look for like a part-time job to start. I've been applying left, right and centre, but obviously because everyone's looking for a job.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to... So yeah, and I haven't really set a schedule, but I'm hoping to do maybe something every Wednesday morning at least. That's looking like a good slot for the moment. And I do weekly free meditations already in... a Discord that I'm in. It's a group Discord with other streamers, so I can share that link. I don't know if that wasn't actually the bottom of my email.
Send me the link and we'll post it. I've posted in the chat a few times, the Patreon, the Twitch,
the
Ko-fi, which is great, which is a great way of a lot of comedians use it, so if you enjoyed that short film, you know, little 1 minute Vine, then if you want to buy me a coffee, and you just go and put £2 in the hat or something.
It's so good, and they don't take any money away from
it. Oh, do they not?
So it's really good. Yeah, coffee, unless you pay for coffee, which is like a premium service, but the basic service, you don't. It's just the PayPal fee. So it's a really good way.
Okay, well, listen, I think I'm following you. Let me just go and click on it and make sure.
Yes, you did follow me.
I did click follow, didn't I?
Yeah.
Let us tweet me when I get Twitter back, or email us. Let us know when you're doing stuff, and we will happily give you a plug. My seat went down.
And we'll also join if we can, because we all could do with a bit of that at the moment. Gosh.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You'd be very welcome back in the new year if you wanted to. That was just what was required. Just spot on. Thank you so much.
I would absolutely love that. Thank you.
Brilliant. Stay in touch, won't you?
Yes, you too.
All right. Take care. Thanks a lot. Simmons. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Enjoy the rest of your show.
That was great, Thank you, Mandy.
That set us up. After the start of the show, that's lovely.
Thank you, Mandy. Mandy put us in touch. They all recommended her.
And thanks to Bonus, who's also in the chat.
Bonus!
He says... Gets,
hey, look, Shanti Warrior's here as well, who was the yoga, Brendan the yoga guy.
I was because Brendan's been saying he's going back to work, you know, he's going back to the gym and doing his classes in person again.
Tough guy, huh? thinks he's bigger than the COVIDs, right? Okay, let's see.
No, it's all going to be done in as safely as possible, but I really will miss those classes, and it unlocked something, which is always a great thing, and I'm not just talking about my creaky limbs. I haven't been that bad with that. My mum always goes, if you go to yoga, everyone's farting all the time. I don't think I have, but then I always mute my microphone just in case.
We put on about 100 viewers there.
Yeah, and they're all super zen.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.